What were your thoughts as the offseason was unfolding when big name after big name just kept getting signed?
Yeah, I was excited. You know, I think it's kind of every year for us. There's always always going after somebody, which is cool. I'm fortunate enough to be, you know, a team that's willing to do that.
Fly ball onto the track, at the wall, it's gone! Home run!
Turns on a ball, deep right field, and gone!
What a game, what a moment.
All right, I am pumped to be joined now by Dodgers catcher Will Smith. Will, one, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on here.
I got to ask, we're about, right about a week away from the Kentucky Derby. You grew up in Louisville. Was that a big thing for you and your family or no?
For the city, it was. Yeah. I didn't go to too many derbies growing up. I played college at Louisville. So the track was, you know, basically two blocks away from our stadium. But we'd always leave town for that.
So you ended up going to Louisville. I don't know if you know any. I got drafted with Chad Green. You know Chad at all?
Oh, yeah.
Was right before you.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, really good dude. So I played with a bunch of Louisville guys, and you ended up getting drafted out of the first round there. What was your draft day story like? I always like asking guys about their draft day story.
Yeah, it was – so we had a few guys go on the first day, my college teammates. So basically the whole team was at our clubhouse, I guess. Families were there and stuff too. So Corey Ray went, I think, top five picks. And then Zach Birdie went 20-something. And then I was the next guy at 32, I think it was. And we had a couple more guys go that night. So that was a pretty cool day, being surrounded by my teammates. Family was there, obviously. That was pretty special.
Were you – you ended up shooting up through the minor leagues. By the time you're 24 – already a big leaguer, make your debut in May of 2019. Mm-hmm. What do you remember most about your debut day?
Oh, man. I don't know. I remember catching Rich Hill, who I caught a couple of rehab starts for the past couple of years. So that was kind of nice to have like a familiar face. Knew what he threw, knew kind of how he pitched and all that. What else? I remember caught a couple of hits. Family flew out, wife flew out. It was just a – it was a good debut. You know, I was happy with it. I was just enjoyed it.
Two knocks in your debut. Not bad. No big deal. Well, what did you, I like asking guys this because it's the call that you always dream of, you know, like I was able to be drafted, but never ended up getting the call to the big leagues. And it always ends up being a cool story, especially when it happens in the middle of the season, which is mm-hmm. the case for you. So what do you remember about, how did your call up to the big league story unfold?
So, we were in Omaha in AAA. I was starting that night, and then our manager pulled me aside and said, "Hey, I got to pull you from the lineup." And it's like, you might be going up. I'm like, so I'm not, or I am? Like, what do you mean? So I just remember sitting the whole game in the dugout, you know, every four or five innings. I'm like, "Hey, you got a text yet? Like, am I going tomorrow? Am I not?" Then finally after the game, you know, they told me I was going up, but it still wasn't like, for sure, just gonna be taxi squad. So I get to LA, and yeah, a few hours later, I was told I was gonna be active. Wasn't gonna start that night. It was just like an IL move, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. It's pretty like nerve wracking, I guess. No, like I'm so close, but you know, am I actually gonna get called up today, or am I not? That was a long, long time for me to have to deal with that.
In your first two full seasons in the big leagues, let's say 21 and 22 because of COVID, and this is the fan in me wondering this, so I'm interested in your perspective, but you had 258, 260 in your first two full seasons, 25 and 24 homers as a catcher, yet you've been one of the best catchers in baseball, if not the best catcher since you came up, and you didn't have your first All-Star game until last year. Before that, did it bother you? Was it a thought in your head? Like, how have I not been an All-Star yet? Because it did me.
I mean, a little bit. Both those years, you know, I felt like I could have deserved it, could have not. But, you know, it stung a little bit probably. But yeah. I don't know. I've never been like a guy that's looking for awards or looking for all-star nods or anything like that. I just try to enjoy, you know, playing the big leagues, enjoy helping the team win and, you know, working towards, you know, the ultimate goal that I have and our team has, which is World Series.
Did you enjoy it last year in Seattle? Like, was the whole process fun?
Yeah, it was. It was a good few days up in Seattle. Family was out there and stuff. Yeah, just a lot of festivities and stuff. The Home Run Derby was cool. The game was obviously fun. We won it. Yeah. So, yeah, obviously had a great time, enjoyed it, and, you know, was happy to be there.
This offseason, this past offseason for the Dodgers, they're the talk of baseball. You get Tyler Glasnow via trade, Teoscar Hernandez, Yamamoto, Shohei. What were your thoughts as the offseason was unfolding when big name after big name just kept getting signed?
Yeah, I was excited. You know, I think it's kind of every year for us. There's always always going after somebody, which is cool. I'm fortunate enough to be, you know, a team that's willing to do that. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. In the off season, there's not much going on baseball wise. You're just getting in shape, hitting, throwing, and all that. So I don't know. It gives you a little more motivation, I guess, knowing that, you know, I'm already working in the offseason to be ready for the season, but I don't know. It's just that little stuff that, you know, keeps you going, I guess, a little bit, just being excited for the season.
Three of the four of those guys are pitchers. So obviously you work with them a little closer on a day-to-day basis than you do a guy like Teoscar Hernandez. But I'm interested in with Shohei, he's not pitching this year. And obviously you're going to be his catcher going forward once he does pitch. In a year where he's not pitching, how much is he in your ear talking pitching, getting ready for next year, even though it's something he's not doing this year, or is he at all?
Yeah, not really, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk approaches and stuff and, you know, what the other pitcher's doing or, you know, kind of just as hitters. That's what we've, you know, been conversing about. So I don't know. I mean, obviously I know what he throws, say stuff. We talked about all that stuff just casually, but nothing too much right now. I think it's still pretty premature. He's just focusing on hitting this year. We're just focusing on, you know, kind of the now.
Congratulations on the big extension, by the way. When I say the catcher of the future, you're there for at least the next decade, which is awesome. And I've always wondered with guys that do sign those long extensions, and I like talking to them about it. Do you personally feel like having that extension puts pressure on you to perform, or does it take away a little bit of that pressure because it allows you to relax and just go play and you know where you're going to be for the next decade? I mean, I think there's two different options. Neither, you know, I think both are a normal way to think about things.
Yeah, I think for me, it's probably taken maybe a little pressure off. I wouldn't really call it pressure, but I don't know. I feel like in baseball, you never really get to feel, you know, stable, I guess, or stationary or in one spot. You know, it could get traded any day. You never really know where you're going to be next year. So feeling, you know, that stability and that sense of, you know, just being in LA, which is great.
Yeah.
I would say it's more so that it's not really a pressure being lifted off my shoulders, but definitely not putting more pressure on myself, just going out, playing the game the way I've always played it, taking good ABs, calling a good game, trying to be there for the pitchers. Yeah, it really hasn't changed anything, I feel like, for me, you know, on field.
Well, seriously, I mean this wholeheartedly. Congratulations on that deal. It's very much so deserved. It's a lot of fun watching you play, go about your business. And, you know, we're about a month in now to a 10-year-long deal, and you know where you're going to be, which is a cool part of that, I got to feel like. And you also know where you're going to be in a couple weeks. I got to ask you and your wife, Kara, May 8th, doing something pretty cool here in Los Angeles. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so May 8th is going to be a Dodger Comedy Night. It's part of Netflix Is a Joke Festival. It's actually, I didn't know how big it was. Their festival is for about a month long. There's 400 or 500 shows all across LA.
Yes.
So yeah, that night's just going to be, we have our whole lineup. We have Cedric the Entertainer is going to be kind of hosting it. Some guest appearances, you know, all my teammates will be there, coaching staff. So yeah, it's just going to be, you know, a fun night. Listening to or watching the show, I guess, you know, probably a lot of laughs, hopefully. But yeah, it's all benefiting, you know, my foundation, Catching Hope. So it should be a good night.
What does Catching Hope do?
So we've tried to focus on, you know, kids that don't get many opportunities. We try to go into schools that's supplying, you know, books, school supplies, supplying teachers with school supplies. That's a big burden on them. And we try to promote, you know, just being physically active outside, the importance of that, and the importance of that while at school, having, you know, just being active, and being healthy. And then, you know, it's just about providing opportunities that these kids don't have. A lot of them are lower income kids that, you know, they don't get to go to Dodger games. So a couple weeks after the show, I think it's May 21st, we're doing a field day where a elementary school is going to come to Dodger Stadium and get to be on the field, doing some fun like baseball games, but also doing some STEM learning activities. So it's just a fun way that those kids can get to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah,
we're actually going to get tickets from the Dodgers. They're gracious enough to provide tickets for them to a game. So just stuff about that. So it's something that's, you know, dear to our hearts, that we, you know, feel like we can give back to, you know, some deserving kids.
That's awesome, man. Really cool of you and your wife to do that. A couple easy, fun questions for you before we finish up. The first of which being, what is your favorite stadium to play in besides Dodger Stadium? Take that out of the equation.
I always like going to St. Louis. I always just think it's a cool stadium. You know, the fans are in the game. It gets loud when it's, you know, going their way, not our way, obviously, which isn't fun. But I don't know. It just feels like baseball. And I just, you know, just enjoy it.
What about your least favorite?
Least favorite? Oh, man. Probably San Francisco.
Really?
It's cold and stuff. Yeah, it's the Giants. I don't know.
I
There's
feel
some
like
games, but I still like going there.
Like, I feel like 95% of people say Oakland. And that's probably about to be coming to an end, because I guess they're going to be playing at AAA ballpark for the next few years. But next for you, if you were to put together a list of the top three catchers of all time, who you got?
Oh, man. Top three all time. I put Johnny Bench, Pudge, and I don't know. I feel like those first two are easy.
Yeah, the first two are layups, I feel like.
I'd have Yachty up there, probably. Probably Yachty or Molina.
Love that. Johnny Bench, Pudge, Yachty, Molina.
Mm-hmm.
More of a current day question. If you could build the perfect current day catcher and get to pick one player from each category, arm, bat, ability to call a game, who would you take at each spot?
You know, just watching from the sideline, I've always thought Maldonado does a great job calling a game.
Yeah.
You know, just the intensity aspect there, the way his pitchers follow him.
Okay. So we'll take Maldi's ability to call a game, catch a game.
Arm wise, who's got the strongest arm? Who does? Shoot, I don't even know. I know JT's got a good arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good arm. I don't know. I feel like you could pick 10 guys in that one. And what was the other one you said?
Bat.
I don't know. Can I take myself? Throw
of course
myself.
You can say yourself. last one for you. Every year, Clayton Kershaw hosts his ping pong tournament for a purpose. Mm-hmm. It's at Dodger Stadium. Videos always come out of it. It looks like a great time. Which of your teammates is the best ping pong player?
Ooh. I mean, Kersh is definitely up there. Gratterall is pretty good. Austin Barnes is actually really good at ping pong.
You've not said yourself yet. Are you any good?
No, I don't even really play. I don't know. I probably got to go Kersh on that. Give it to him.
Well, I appreciate you for joining me, man. This has been a lot of fun. Always been a fan of you on the field, and good to get to know you, and appreciate you off the field as well. So good luck the rest of the way, man. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, just wanted to thank Dodgers all-star catcher Will Smith for joining me. Great dude, great player on the field. Honestly, maybe one of the most underrated catchers in the game of baseball. He, since he has come up, has been, if not the best, one of the best catchers in the game of baseball. So really cool to have him on the show talking about his process with these new players coming in and how that works and his call up to the big leagues and all of that stuff. Really good dude. Hope you all enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever. You can also watch on Spotify. You can watch on YouTube at Flippin' Bats Pod there. And also follow us on TikTok. We're putting some really cool stuff out on TikTok, getting closer and closer to 100,000 followers. So follow us there. Really helps us out when you follow and subscribe where you listen to your podcast as well. So appreciate you all for listening. Thanks again to Will Smith, catcher for the Dodgers, for joining me. And remember, until next time, my friends, find your bat and flip it.